Hundreds of gays and lesbians turned out for the first ever gay pride parade in the Czech Republic on Saturday. The parade took place in the Moravian city of Brno, going ahead in the face of threats from neo-Nazi and other extremist groups. Although the police were out in force for the event, they failed to prevent attacks by anti-gay protesters who shouted insults and even threw tear gas at marching gay rights activists. Jan Richter reports.
Around 500 gay, lesbian and bisexual rights activists took to the streets of the Moravian city of Brno on Saturday for the Czech Republic's first ever gay march, going under the name of Queer Parade. An hour later, the Queer Parade got underway in the city centre, but despite a police presence, the organisers were forced to take a shorter route due to threats by neo-Nazis and other extremist groups who tried to block the march and even attacked its participants with tear gas. Jolana Navrátilová, one of the Queer Parade organizers, is a Brno-based gay and lesbian advocate and a member of the Holky v Brně, or Girls in Brno group. I asked her how severe the clashes with anti-gay protesters were.
It wasn't so bad, but they attacked several people and they had chosen their victims before. They didn't attack everybody, but maybe people from Green Movement or Gay Skins or these people. The clashes were short, but it seemed a long time to us. Generally, they just disturbed the pride event, the parade.
The police arrested 15 extremists, and two of them were charged with public disturbance. While the police have been criticized for allowing the neo-Nazis to get near the queer parade participants, police president Oldřich Martinů told Czech TV on Sunday that they did a good job.
Policie v žádném případě toto bezpečnostní opatření nepodcenila. Nasadili jsme celkem 450 policistů.
The police did not in any way underestimate security measures. We deployed 450 police officers. The incidents that happened were just individual excesses, which we soon got under control. There were around 150 extremists whom we managed to separate from the march. If it hadn't been for what the police forces did, it could have turned out much worse.
Spolupráci s městskou policií Brna, tak by to mohlo dopadnout daleko hůře.
Despite the clashes with anti-gay protesters, the organizers consider the first Czech Gay Pride parade a success. Jolana Navrátilová again.
I think it was a big success. People were coming to us and thanking for organizing this pride event for the first time in Brno, and it had a great atmosphere, and we think we succeeded. The general attitude in the Czech Republic is quite favorable towards gays, lesbians and bisexual people. In all the polls, about 70% of the public support registered partnership and increasingly also the adoption of children. So generally the Czech public is tolerant and respectful. Only the extremists, which are maybe hundreds or thousands of people in the Czech Republic, unfortunately very visible, they are the intolerant minority.
Jolana Navrátilová, one of the organizers of the first ever Gay Pride parade here in the Czech Republic. Now, moving on to